Hey, Zdaf, you're Dalit. So the Gemara talks about how there's a Havamina here that you shouldn't be mafsik, you shouldn't interrupt by Hallel and the Megillah. And the reason is because of Pesume Nisa, because you're publicizing the Nais. So the question is, like, what's the Havamina? I mean, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, we understand Shemayim, you're not going to interrupt only at certain points because of Yiro, etc., because you're talking to Hashem, you're Mekabel or Malchus Shemayim. But Pesume Nisa, okay, it's a nice thing. We're publicizing the Nais. It's on such a high regard. And on that, it seems like, yes, it is. Pesume Nisa, Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim is in Machshava, that we accept Hashem, we accept the yoke of Hashem. Pesume Nisa is when we're actually taking the Machshava and doing something L'maisa with it too. And we're letting people know about that relationship with Hashem. We're letting people know about the miracles of Hashem. So Pesume Nisa is a Chashava thing. It's a chashuva thing, and we shouldn't take it lightly. That's what we see from the Gemara. That when we have an ability to fire some nisim that happened to us, and the ashkacha and the yad Hashem that happens to us, we should try our utmost to be able to do so, and have a wonderful Shabbos that we should be able to see it as the parshas of Shemos as we go in to sing all the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim. It should sink into us that we should be able to have those feelings to share more and more of what goes on in our everyday lives. And seeing the Yad Hashem. Good job.